I woke up right around 3 a.m. My whole body felt like it had static electricity. And I opened my eyes and the fire is still going, and there's a conversation going on outside the tent. It sounded like there were about 20 people there, talking. And instantly my mind goes, they're at our campsite. They're talking about things, but I can't make out what they're saying. But they're working on something. Then I close my eyes and wake up, and the fire is out, and I have about 3 hours of lost time. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh Canada. If you feel like you're stuck in a dinner rut, HelloFresh will bring you fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there's something for everyone to enjoy. That means veggie skewers and couscous for me and Mediterranean chicken for Frank and Tito. Go to the link in the show notes to get $80 off, including free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. Hello and welcome to History Obscura. I am your host, Mandy, and with me as always is a large contingent of feline administrators, pest controllers, and general support animals. Like always, we are here to bring you a lovely bedtime story, so get cozy with your cup of tea. Once upon a time, not too long ago as it happens, a lovely woman named Miyuki Hatoyama was taken on board a spaceship to visit Venus, one of Earth's closest neighbors. She was not the first in her home country to witness such an event, as of course Japanese history is rife with delectable tales of aliens and UFOs. In fact, in 1803, a round vessel drifted ashore on the Japanese coast, and apparently a beautiful woman emerged, wearing strange clothing and carrying a box. She was unable to communicate with the locals, and her craft was marked with mysterious writing. This story of an Utsurobune, or hollow ship, in the province of Hitachi, is found in many records of the Edo period, which ran from 1603 to 1868. In fact, the saucer-shaped extraterrestrial vehicle predates the American pilot Kenneth Arnold's description of a saucer-like flying object by more than a century. If you want to check out the original illustration, visit HistObscuraPod on Instagram. In 1987, the crew of Japan Airlines Flight 1628 sighted a UFO while in Alaskan airspace. The incident is reported in the National Archives. According to the former First Lady of Japan, however, her personal interplanetary vehicle was crafted in the shape of a triangle, not unlike those photographed by members of the U.S. Navy and recently declared legitimate by the Pentagon. That footage, titled FLIR, Go Fast, and Gimbal, date from between 2004 and 2005. They show black shapes moving about the sky against the wind currents, and the audio records captured the shock in the voices of the photographers. Miyuki's abduction occurred years before she served as the First Lady of Japan, as wife to Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama, who served between 16th of September 2009 to the 8th of June 2010. Yukio, leader of the Democratic Party of Japan, in fact used to go by the moniker The Alien, apparently on account of his very large eyes and his unorthodox political and social beliefs. though he is a multimillionaire and the fourth generation of his family to rise to the top of the Japanese political world, Yukio's appearance is unconventional by rigid Japanese standards. His hair is unruly, and he does not wear the political navy uniform of his colleagues, instead opting for moss brown and green. He thinks the nickname is fun. He makes a fine match with Miyuki, who is a lifestyle guru, a macrobiotics enthusiast, an author of cookery books, a retired actress, a divorcee, and a fearless clothes horse for garments of her own creation, including a skirt made from Hawaiian coffee sacks. Miyuki also believes she can collect energy directly from the sun. "I eat the sun," Miyuki says, raising her arms as if to tear pieces off an imaginary sun. "Like this, yum yum yum. It gives me enormous energy. My husband has recently started doing it too." The sun does not feature directly in any of her cookbooks. The colorful celebrity's extraterrestrial experiences garnered more press coverage for her husband's political campaign than Yukio could ever have hoped to achieve on his own. In a book entitled Very Strange Things I've Encountered, his wife claimed she was abducted by aliens as she slept one night more than 20 years ago. And she was also taken on an interplanetary journey. "While my body was asleep, I think my soul rode on a triangular-shaped UFO and went to Venus," she wrote. "It was a very beautiful place, and it was very green." According to Miyuki, her previous husband told her the trip to Venus was probably a dream. The former prime minister's response was much more accommodating. He evidently thinks his wife's story is, to quote, "great." Michelle Obama will also be delighted to learn that Miyuki sees in her a kindred spirit. "I think she's so natural and has a kind of sensibility similar to mine. If I get the chance to meet her, I would look forward to it." Hatoyama appears admirably unruffled by his wife's idiosyncrasies, saying, "I feel relieved when I get home. She is like an energy refueling base." Miyuki, too, paints an idyllic picture of life at the Hatoyama home, where her husband indulges his love of animal movies and eats untold numbers of prawn crackers. Miyuki honed her theatrical delivery back in the 1960s when she performed for the Takarazuka Revue, an all-female theatrical troupe that specializes in kitsch adaptations of classics such as Guys and Dolls and The Sound of Music. Founded in 1913, Takarazuka has long enjoyed cult status in Japan. The star players in its glitzy, saccharine, and ferociously camp productions of U.S. classics, including Gone with the Wind, enjoy superstar status among the armies of women that flock to the shows. The actresses are picked from thousands of teenage hopefuls in a stringent selection process and subjected to a quasi-monastic training regimen. After 6 years on the stage, Miyuki moved to the United States with her Japanese restaurateur husband. It was there she met Hatoyama, who was then a graduate student of engineering at Stanford University. They married in 1975. Said Hatoyama, "The average man chooses his mate from among unmarried women. I chose mine from among all women." Rejecting the reticence that is customary in Japan, Mr. Hatoyama makes no secret of his devotion to his multi-talented wife. His website has a photo of the pair of them in an affectionate pose, and he admits happily to being what the Japanese call a "my home papa." Long before that marriage, the former First Lady says she knew a kindred spirit back in ancient Japan, during both of their previous lives. Tom Cruise, infamous spokesmodel for the Scientology cult, features heavily in Miyuki's plans for the future. "I have a dream that I still believe will come true, which is to make a film in Hollywood," she said. The lead actor is Tom Cruise, of course. Why? Because he was Japanese in a previous life. A formal statement in 2007 declared that Japan has not confirmed the existence of unidentified flying objects believed to have come from anywhere other than Earth. But Japan's defense minister at the time said there were no grounds to deny outright the existence of alien-manned UFOs. In 2015, former celebrity wrestler Antonio Inoki asked Defense Minister Jen Nakatani whether Japanese fighter jets had ever intercepted extraterrestrial objects and if studies were going on to determine their existence. Nakatani responded, "When the Air Self-Defense Force detects indications of an unidentified flying object that could violate our country's airspace, it scrambles fighter jets if necessary and makes visual observation. They sometimes find birds or flying objects other than aircraft, but I don't know of a case of finding an unidentified flying object believed to have come from anywhere other than Earth." Just last year, Japan ordered its military forces to begin reporting officially on UFO sightings. Thank you for listening. Please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/historyobscura, or check out the show links to see how to buy us a nice cup of tea. Either way, your support is very much needed and appreciated. Good night!